The driver of a streetcar that crashed Saturday morning was at fault, say Charlotte area transit officials. They believe he made a series of mistakes that sent the streetcar rolling down Elizabeth Avenue and into an SUV a few days after the line opened with much fanfare. WFAE's Lisa Worf reports.
CATS has performed inspections of the streetcar, and they've all come up fine, says the department's interim CEO, John Muth.
Preliminary findings suggest that rail vehicle mechanical operations, including the braking system, were intact, indicating possible operator error.
And so does the video footage, says Muth. He walked reporters through a four-minute video of that morning's ride that begins with the streetcar stopped at the end of the line at Hawthorne Lane. There are control panels on either end of the streetcar. The video shows the driver walking from the driver's seat at one end of the streetcar to the other.
The operator approaches cab A, but does not reach up and switch the control from cab B to cab A.
Muse says that was the crucial mistake, since it means the control panel where the driver was seated was never activated. The driver then accidentally dislodges the main brake. Since the streetcar is on a slight slope, it begins rolling. The driver tries to hit an emergency brake on the panel. But since the panel was never activated, the streetcar just continues to pick up speed.
At this point, the operator contacts our rail operations control center. The rail operations control center tells him to apply the handbrake, which he does not do.
Shortly after that, the streetcar reaches a speed of 25 miles per hour and crashes into an SUV waiting for a stoplight at the intersection of Elizabeth and Kings. The streetcar continues up a slight incline for another 500 feet, rolls back slightly, and finally comes to a rest. This was the driver's second day operating the streetcar. Kat says, like all other streetcar drivers, he had received 200 hours of training, 32 of those actually on the streetcar. Before that, he had driven the Lynx Blue Line since 2007. He's now on paid administrative leave. Muse says CATS will provide additional training for operators on all three braking systems, and supervisors will accompany drivers on many trips. He says the official investigation will likely take several weeks to complete. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.